Hello, my name is Angelita. You have reached Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am, I'm trying to get clarification on where I can get a vaccine, and there is on the website for Alabama tells us that now 64 and older can get a vaccine, and we are both in our 70s, and we live in Foley, Alabama, and people are telling us that the OWA facility, which is a amusement park, is giving drive-throughs 9 to 3 every day. But I need to know, is it in another area? It says 75 and old. So as of today, can a person who is 73 get a vaccination at these places?
Sir, I don't know which age, because I hadn't heard that they had moved the line down yet. But I really don't know.
On the internet, it said that it had gone down as of today, the second.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To 65 to 74.
Okay.
And so, you know, I just don't want to go over there and sit all night in my car to get a vaccination, and I won't be old enough to get it, you know.
Mm-hmm. And what your area is? What's the area you say?
Foley, Alabama.
Foley.
Foley. And it's in Baldwin County, Alabama. It's contradictory online. It tells you, as of today, that, you know, 65 and up to 74 can get vaccinations, but in other areas it says, we saw it said still 75. So we
don't
know
what's the
latest update, you know. We're looking at the latest updates that we can find, but they're contradicting each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says, so have you all called the Baldwin County?
Yeah, we're in Baldwin County in Foley, Alabama.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Have you all called the number there to try and see? Can you have it done there?
Yeah, actually it said 74 and above.
Oh, to Baldwin. I see.
It wasn't updated to 72, you know.
Okay, I see 65. Let's see. Oh, I just saw that. I see Foley and Alabama to include persons age 65 and up and additional groups of frontline workers. But hold on a minute. I see frontline workers.
Yeah. We've been told that people are going and sleeping in their cars all night to get in line, you know, for the drive-through.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, if we're not eligible, we don't want to go over there and spend the night, you know.
Yeah, no, I understand. Let's see. Okay, it said, I would still be 9 to 3 p.m. First come, first serve, vaccine, parking, individual, pray, going to sin. You will be in the parking lot. Individuals that came to come to this site, just be prepared. You're likely going to be spend some time in your car. Let's see. Gates open at 9 Tuesday morning. That was today.
Yeah.
Clinic hours 9 to 3 Tuesday and Thursday. Officials say
Thursday
that will announce.
Yeah. Yeah, we're looking at going over there for the Thursday one.
Okay.
We live just outside the gate of OWA, so.
The gate of OWA, okay.
Yeah, no, it's real convenient to us if we can go there.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Okay.
Is it Owa, Alabama?
No, it's Owa, OWA. It's it's in Alabama, in Foley, Alabama.
Okay.
What it is, it's an amusement park that is owned by the Creek Indian Nation, and it's a big facility, tourism type facility, you know.
Mhm.
But it's actually in Foley, but it's OWA. Owa is what it's called.
Mhm. Okay, you say it's a tourist site.
Yes, yeah, a tourist site is what it is. It's a park.
Shopping center,
restaurants. Well, it's got restaurants and some sightseeing stuff, you know, and it's also got rides and stuff like that, like an amusement park, you know.
Huge park.
Real large amusement park.
Okay. Let's see. Been getting to you, say, favorite the second of the department will not come. Will conduct a drive-through vaccine or provide a vaccine is available. Days confirmed or addresses. The clinic will be open at 9. Appointments will not be scheduled. These clinics are these. There is no charge for a vaccine. However, individuals must meet the Okay. And the qualifications are be 75 or older, be a member of the law enforcement, be a healthcare worker, or be a firefighter. Vaccine will be provided on a first come, first serve, drive through basis. Future dates will be announced depending on vaccine supply. Individual will need to bring identifications. Ma'am. Sir.
Well, it was announced today that now they're giving them 65 and over, but they didn't say Owa, they just said in Alabama.
Alabama?
We were thinking it was for the whole state.
Okay. So, I have a number that you can call, maybe Baldwin, if you want to jot it down. But let me see about, you said 65 in the state of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
65 and older. 65
okay.
To 74. Because they already had 75 in effect.
Okay, this say includes 65 and older. Let's see what this is. Oh, let's see. Oh, they say it would include the 65, but they haven't said it's phase 1C, but they haven't said when it's going to begin, though. Let me see. When would phase, 1C begin? You still there, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All
right. Let's see.
I really appreciate you helping us with this.
Okay. When will phase 1C begin for the vaccine? Okay. What's your next county?
The next county, the nearest county?
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be Mobile County.
Mobile. Okay, let's see. Sir, let me give you this number while I'm on this page here. 800-270-7268.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's a number right there. That's the they're talking about the releases of the Alabama Department of Public Health vaccine clinic in Baldwin County.
Yeah.
And that's talking about the talking about the vaccine too right now, but I'm not seeing anything as far as they're saying when it's the 1C would be. They're not telling anything about that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I know they were saying the information that was given to us by a couple of the numbers that we have for in the county here,
mm-hmm.
Was that as of today that they were authorizing 65 and older to get vaccinations, but we hadn't been able to actually confirm that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, even in the Baldwin County stuff, you know, info. But mm-hmm. But anyway, it looks like what we're going to need to do is I will call that 800 number you gave us.
Yeah, it's for general information. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and see if we can get anything from that. But that's about all we can do. I'm really hoping that we can get it done here, in this drive-through thing, because it's right in our backyard. You know.
Oh, is it? Okay, okay. Well, I understand that then. Yeah.
Yeah, in Foley, you know.
Mm-hmm, in Foley,
Yeah, and she has hers already. Has one scheduled up in Bavenet, but it's for next week. Mm-hmm. We were going to try to get it done this week if it was possible, you know.
Not sure, 3 weeks.
Oh, actually, it's 3 weeks from now.
Okay.
She's 75, and I'm 73.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not scheduled anywhere yet. And that's what we're trying to do. And we want to try to go together.
Well, is she? Okay, you want to try to go together. I was just saying, if she's 75, she ought to be okay, because it says 75.
Well, we've already got her.
I won't be 75 uh-huh. until the
17th. Well, she won't be 75 until the 17th. But we've got an appointment right after that for up in Bavenet to get it done. That's it's a long drive. Well, it's not. It's probably about 50 miles, but. But this OWA thing that now everybody's talking about here in Foley, that's mm-hmm. 5 minutes from where we live. You know?
And they're only doing it two times this week.
Yeah, and they're doing it on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But
they were seeing Frederick. Yeah, they were talking about policemen and all that stuff of that, though, because there's all this.
And they were talking about people, you know, spending the night out there in their cars, you know, to get it, you know, which I understand. Mm-hmm. And,
sir.
But you know, I don't want to do that unless I know I'm going to be eligible. You know.
So have you just tried to? Y'all have a health department down there, Baldwin County Health Department. Have you all just went in there?
We have. And
ask her what she thinks about us waiting there till they finish at 2:30 and getting.
Yeah, we have up in North Alabama. We have relatives who told us that they got theirs done today. Because they, this particular place they were having was getting them at the health department. They had appointments that they had given appointments up to 2:30 in the afternoon, and that people who didn't show up, they had the vaccines there for them, and the people who didn't show up for their appointment, they went ahead and gave it to other people who did not have an appointment.
Oh, that gosh.
To get one. And you know, that's the kind of thing that we're talking about right there, that you can't be guaranteed that that's a policy for every location, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know, it's like they weren't letting the vaccines that they had that nobody used go to waste. They were going ahead and giving them to people who wanted them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And had
yes,
not been
sir.
Vaccinated, you know. So
anyway,
I don't want to count on that, because you don't know for a fact that's going on everywhere, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm.
But you've helped us a lot in giving us some general information that we needed, and I appreciate that.
Okay, sir.
But we'll push on. We're gonna call that 800 number again.
Call there. Because the only thing we're doing with our department, they are pre-registering at the 855 number. But like I said, I don't know when they're calling back to actually make an appointment.
Is that 855 or 800?
Yeah, that's 855. Mm-hmm. Oh, is it 855 or 800? That's 855 number for the one that we was doing, the
855. Okay, we put 800. I'm glad we asked you about that. Okay.
No, now it's 800 for the last one that I gave you. It's 800-270-7268. It is 800 for that one. But you want, you want an
855. What is that one?
That's the number for the pre-registration. You have to call that number for the pre-register for the vaccine to get an appointment. But you pre-register on that number, and someone else will call you back.
Okay.
To actually make the appointment. And that number is 855-566.
5333.
That's the number for the pre-registering for your vaccine. They pre-register and someone can call you back to make the appointment. And I don't know how long it'll be before they call you back.
Okay, we may wind up doing that.
But I will call the other number first, the 800-270-7268 number, and see if they give you any kind of information. Yes.
Okay, we'll do that. And I do appreciate your help so much. And have a great
day. Okay, you're welcome, sir. And you all have a great day, too. And thank you all for calling the COVID coronavirus hotline, sir. And have a great day.
Okay.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.